Okay.
Well, instruction payment.
So he's gonna give you instruction.
I'm ready, well,
That is everybody ready?
They're more than ready.
If I just speak like this, is it big? I don't use this. No, to hold it. I just. Everybody can just hear me, right?
Yeah, okay. No, Alido.
At the back? Everyone can hear me?
Raymond cannot hear me.
Yeah, as long as you're talking up.
Yeah? Anybody cannot hear?
I saw some sheep.
Mind the bill,
When you tell them I get some way, so they can hear.
Okay, hopefully. Okay.
Oh, demand. တရားမထုတ်ခင်အရေးကြီးတဲ့အချက်လေးနည်းနည်းတရားမထုတ်ခင်တရားထုတ်မဲ့အယူအဆလေးအရင်သိထားပါနော
် So before you start meditating he's gonna tell you a few things about the ideas and concepts that are important around meditation
တရားထုတ်တဲ့အရေးမကြီးဘူးအိုင်ဒီယာမှန်ဖို့အရေးကြီးတယ်လို့
He says, it's not so important to meditate. Those ideas that you have, those are important. So if you have this question, what is meditation? He says, meditation is the work of improving the quality of your mind. So it is something that you do with your mind. The work of the mind.
Body
It's not the work of the body.
Body
So you can make your body very comfortable. Only your mind needs to work. Do you all know that you have a mind?
Funny question.
So although we know that we have a mind, we are not very clear about this mind. If he asks you now, what is your mind doing? What would you say?
Listening.
Oh, okay.
What else? Thinking. So we need to know more about the mind, so he's going to tell you more about the mind. He said, we try to put our hands together like this. Do you know the hands are touching? You know the sensation. Why do you know the sensation?
The mind is there.
So just there, he says, there are two things, yeah? There is the object, the what you're observing, and there is the mind that is observing. Which is important? The object or the mind? The mind. So the objects are always there to observe. Our five sense doors, seeing, tasting, smelling, touching, hearing. But if the mind is not there, it's not observing, if the mind was lost in thought, would you know these experiences? No.
Not contaminated.
Here's another question.
I will sign and they are fitted. They are to the beyond.
So if you are paying attention now, you're paying attention, does that make it meditation? Does paying attention make it meditation?
No.
The two are yes. The two are no.
Pay attention only. Huh?
Yeah. Paying attention only does not make it meditation. So for meditation to happen, he says, the attention alone is not enough. You must be paying attention, and there must be the right ideas and the right attitude, the right knowledge behind the attention.
Focus the good and the other problem, idea, mama, use a mama, use a the ideas are here.
So, focusing on something doesn't mean you're meditating. It's only if there's the right idea and the right attitude and the right understanding in the mind with which you pay attention, then there's meditation happening. So, he says, you are not meditating. The ideas in the mind are meditating. If these ideas are wrong, then all the rest of the meditation is done in the wrong way.
Wrong practice, right practice, no?
Yeah, there is wrong practice and right practice.
Wrong practice, low pula.
Have you all done wrong practice before?
Yes.
Sure.
But wrong practice,
so when we understand wrong practice, then we will know better how to do right practice.
Wrong practice are bale lo yin pyo ma.
So he's going to tell you what is wrong practice first. He says, if you are very greedy while you are practicing meditation, you want something from the meditation, would you call that right practice? A lot of expectation, hoping for something to happen. Is that meditation? You're very unhappy. You're not satisfied with what you have to observe at this time. You don't want this experience. You're disappointed with your meditation. Is that right meditation?
No.
And you don't know how to meditate. You don't know what to do now. And you just do whatever. Is that right meditation?
No.
Have you all come across times like that? You're meditating and then you think, I don't know what to do now. Yeah? And what do you do at that time?
Sleep.
Sleep.
He says, at least sleeping may be better if somebody just tries to do things without understanding, may be more trouble. So what he's trying to say is, if we have greed or anger or delusion in the meditating, in the way we are meditating, then you cannot call it meditation.
Right practice.
So what is right practice? What is right meditation? He says, wisdom must be present to make it right meditation.
Right information, right intelligence, right information, right attitude, right.
So we must have the right information as wisdom, and we must have the right attitude as wisdom. Then you have right practice.
Awareness, the good thing, awareness alone.
So awareness alone is not enough. There must be wisdom in the awareness. And where is that wisdom going to come from?
In the air.
Okay, there's three kinds of wisdom that the Buddha talked about. In Pali, they call Suttamaya Panya, Chintamaya Panya, and Bhavanamaya Panya. Sutamaya Panya is, we call it information, okay? The second one we call intelligence. The third one we call insight. Information, intelligence, insight.
So information is what?
So we have a problem if we if the information is wrong. So it's important for the information to be right. Say we don't have information about doing a kind of work. You have a job to do, but you don't have information about this job. You won't know what to think about it, and you won't know how to do the job, right?
Information is key. So apply law ma di naku lo lo ya. Information siap. Now intelligent ko yang tau ma.
What you can apply to the practice of meditation is information and your own intelligence.
Information pay me. Yogi ya intelligent tau.
So he is going to give you information. You as yogis must use your own intelligence. Okay.
Apply lulu ya lah di naku.
You can apply these two kinds of wisdom to the practice of meditation.
Insight ya lo tuat nama jauh semua lah.
The third kind of wisdom is called insight, and insight arises when the right conditions come together.
Aku ujian pion mengalir information ni pada dah information pay mengalir dari ti tapi mak gua mak tung cakap ya.
He says so everything he's going to say to you today is going to be information for you. When you have information, then when you're meditating, you have the choice to reflect on that and decide which is the one the right thing to use at that moment in your meditation.
The intelligent information technology.
When the teacher was in New York giving a day-long retreat, a woman talked to him about information. She said she works in the field of information, and this is how they understand information. She said, for them, information comes in a hierarchy, in a four levels. The bottom level is called data gathering. The second level is called information. When you have a lot of data together and the data makes sense, like you take the temperature every day, if you take it for a year, you have information about how the weather changes over 1 year. But just the taking the information of weather, the temperature every day is data. Then from information, he says, if you have different kinds of information, you have the temperature, the wind, the all sorts of things, you put these different kinds of information together and how they affect each other. She says, then you call that knowledge. Then she says, if you have a lot of knowledge of different things and different patterns, she says, you also have now the choice to use this knowledge and manipulate things to adjust things so that it is beneficial for people. Like, you know, when hurricanes are going to come, you can warn people ahead because you have all this knowledge. That is called wisdom. The application of knowledge in a beneficial way is called wisdom. And so the teacher likes this model very much because he has done all this data collecting, he has information, knowledge and wisdom. He's going to give you all his wisdom as information for you so that you know how to collect your own data. He's teaching you how to collect your own data to develop your own information, your own knowledge and your own wisdom. So that is what awareness is doing for you. Awareness is only collecting data for you. All that is happening in the body and the mind, whatever you can be aware of, you're just collecting data. And over time, he says, your data will collect, you'll have more information, knowledge, and you will start to have wisdom about what to do with things in your own life.
So, vipassana piao yin so learning process, lila le process. Da kaung ma khon la piao wisdom pass ya, akong lo pinyin pass, lila yin ne tai la la.
He said vipassana is a learning process. Just like any other field of education in your life. When you start studying when you're young until the time you get to university, it's a path of learning. You are slowly growing your knowledge, slowly. And it's the same in Vipassana meditation. You're gathering little bits of data to grow your information and knowledge and wisdom.
Okay,
now he's going to tell you a little bit about the difference between two kinds of meditation. I think all of you know this. It's called Samatha meditation and Vipassana meditation. Everybody know this difference? Have heard of Samatha and Vipassana? No. Samatha meditation is considered concentration or tranquility meditation. Vipassana meditation is called insight meditation.
Okay.
In a concentration or tranquility, Samatha meditation, the objectives of these two meditations are different. In tranquility meditation, the idea is to gain what is called jhana, a one-pointed concentration, to calm the mind down strongly and to get peacefulness in the mind only. Insight meditation is the practice of developing wisdom. What do you want?
Both.
Both.
Very greedy. Concentration learning.
If we practice in a way that is only to concentrate the mind, only to make the mind peaceful, we will get some peace, he says, but we won't necessarily develop wisdom. But if you have wisdom, wisdom comes as a side effect of peace comes as a side effect of wisdom. So which is better? He says the reason is this. In a concentration practice, if we focus too much, we are too concentrated, he says the wisdom quality of the mind cannot work anymore. Sometimes the mind cannot even think anymore, right? When you focus too much. So he's going to tell you the differences between these two kinds of meditation. He says so that you see what you are doing in your own practice. If you want wisdom, you go a certain way. But sometimes it might be wise to calm your mind down a little bit before you do that. So you use the one that is suitable for you at that time. But he wants to point out again, if your goal is to develop wisdom and all you keep doing is trying to calm the mind down, you're not going to get wise. That's the only thing you're doing,
yeah.
In a concentration meditation, the attention of the mind is on the object, is on what you are trying to observe. But in insight meditation, the attention is of the mind, the emphasis is on the mind that is observing, the mind that's watching. You're checking this mind to see whether there is wisdom in this mind or whether a defilement is happening in this mind. You're checking. He says if there is a wrong attitude operating in the observing in the mind, you are, which means you are practicing with greed or anger or delusion, he says usually wisdom does not arise, insight does not arise at those times. So he says, while meditating, it's important to have wisdom motivating the mind that is observing. So it's very important to have wisdom in the practice of insight meditation. Because it's only when some kind of wisdom is present that other defilements are not able to sneak into the mind. So it, at the very least, the wisdom must be present in the mind, at least as information. The knowledge that he's giving you. Yes. And then the other kind of wisdom that can be present in the mind is a curiosity, a wholehearted desire to really understand, to really know what is happening. Interest. That's a kind of wisdom. So when you're being aware, he says, don't be blindly aware. Don't just be aware. He says, be intelligently aware. In a concentration meditation, the mind pays attention to one object only. And it tries to keep its attention on that one place only for as long as possible. In insight meditation, the mind is willing to be aware of any object, is willing to relate to all objects. If you ask why, he said it's because insight meditation is designed to develop wisdom. If you want to grow your wisdom, you must have lots of information, right? So it's only if you're willing to be aware of whatever comes up so that you know many things, so the picture is more complete, you see many angles, that the wisdom will grow. If you're the boss of a company, if you didn't know how everything in your company worked, if you didn't know everything and how it works, he says, you won't be able to make it a successful business. Yeah, you make all the wrong decisions if you don't really know all the right information. He says, if you don't have all the information that you need, you can't make a correct decision. In the same way, for wisdom to develop, wisdom makes decisions, but if it doesn't have a complete picture, it can't make the right decision. That's why for insight meditation, the mind needs to be willing to relate to all objects, needs to be willing to be aware of any object. If you know only one thing, or only part of some of the things, he says then the wisdom is, the picture is not complete. In concentration meditation, the mind tries to hold firmly onto the object for as long as possible. So the desire is to keep this permanent. But in insight meditation, the mind is learning how not to become attached to any object. Not to become attached to any object.
So
in insight meditation, he says, if the mind targets something, target means anything you prefer, you think that this object is better, rising, falling is better, anapana is better, something. You want to only observe this one object. He says the mind not only doesn't see the whole picture, even if there's other things, the mind ignores it because it only wants to pay attention to this. So he says, we'll do an example again. We try putting our hands together again. If he says, pay attention to the touching sensation, you will know the touching sensation, right? But he wants to ask you, what sensations are here in the hands touching? Hot? Vibration? What else?
Hot, wet,
tongue. Wet?
And
then? so
life so เออ标准的哎呀呗
so that's what he's trying to show
อายရှိတယ်เนาะဒါပေမဲ့ touching တစ်ခုတည်းကြည့်မယ်ဆိုရင်ကြံတဲ့ခါလေးကိုသိဖို့မကြိုးစားတော့
there are many sensations here but if we only think touching only paying attention to the touching sensation we don't notice that there are many sensations present
အဲ့တော့တမထကသူလိုချင်တဲ့ပုံစံသူလိုချင်တဲ့ဟာကိုကြည့်ဝိပဿနာဘာဖြစ်နေလဲဆိုတော့ရှိ
So in samatha meditation, in concentration meditation, the mind is observing what it wants to pay attention to, what it wants to look at. But in insight meditation, the mind is just looking to see what is here, what else is here, what is happening. So for insight meditation, the mind is not fixed. It's not fixed on trying to see something. Yeah?
ဟုတ်တယ်ဗျာ။ဟုတ်ပြီ။โอเค။အဲ့တော့တမထကဘာလုပ်လဲ။အာတမထက
တခုဆူဆိုက်တာ
။ဟုတ်လား။လိုချင်တဲ့ပုံစံဖြစ်အောင်ဖန်တီးတာ။ဖန်တီးတဲ့ process
။ He says and in concentration meditation, he says concentration meditation is a creating process. It's a process of creating a particular result for yourself.Like the mind must calm down.
Vipadana by phit ni da ko myin mho chu sa phit pi da no nature nature shi pi da twa tu phit ni da ko myin mho bae chu sa.
But for insight meditation, he says the objective is to understand the nature of things as they are. So, he says nature is already happening naturally as it is. You're just learning to recognize that things are happening as they are.
Ba a ma ma sa ya.
So you don't have to use any energy or focus on anything.He says, a lot of what he is going to tell you today is not to focus or not to use too much energy for the practice of insight meditation. It's not, because it's not necessary. That's for insight meditation. For concentration meditation, he says, you use a lot of effort energy.Okay, because you need to direct your mind in a certain way. But for insight meditation, he says, you only need to use the energy of your wisdom. Just wisdom energy, not effort energy. So instead of using energy in the way of focusing, he says, rather than that kind of energy, he says, use your intelligence, use your wisdom, that kind of energy, use that.
I wisdom by effort to add ba vida
because if wisdom is present effort is already there
okay now we are phan di da tamatha phan di phin au lo ba sai ma ngai ngai au lo ba pyat ni su ba dollar phin ma phin au lo ba
he says so for example for concentration meditation if the mind is not calm you try to calm it downIf the mind is very distracted, you try to collect the mind back. If you're angry, you try to stop the mind from being angry. That is a concentration kind of meditation.
Vipadana ja ro phit ni da mo. Phit tae nai lak khan ne le la. Ma pyaw taw le ma lo. Phit law le ma lo.
He says but for insight meditation, he says you are accepting what is happening as it is and you are examining it.You are studying it, investigating it. You don't need this to disappear. You don't need this to stop. But you don't try to create something either. You don't try to have an experience that you want. You're just looking and acknowledging what is happening. This is happening. Or this is happening. That's all. What is this that is happening? Just...Asking the question and looking. Why is this happening? Just observing. Yes. So if you don't need what's happening to go away, and you don't need what's not happening to come, he says, what energy do you need to use? It's already here as it is. You just need to have your wisdom eyes open, so to speak. Just recognizing this is happening now. He says, if you all are not looking at something, like you're not looking at Sayado, you're not looking, you're just sitting there with your eyes open, don't you still see? Seeing still happens even if you don't look, focus, right? And if you're not listening, you're not trying to pay attention, you're not listening, but your ears are here, don't you still hear? Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you need to make an effort to hear or to see?
Okay. Actually, focus on the mind.
So, he says, if you don't focus on something, aren't you still aware? So insight meditation is that easy. When he was in Vietnam, he said people used to come and ask him, why is insight meditation so difficult?
Not difficult, but
tiring. He said they thought that insight meditation is very tiring because they have the wrong idea, they have to have a lot of pain when they sit. So they think insight meditation is
so painful.
Yeah, tiring,
painful.
So he says, when we really understand how to practice insight meditation, he says, the mind is at peace, the body is at peace, and wisdom grows. So he will not ask you all to make yourself tired from practicing meditation. He wants you to practice in a relaxed way. He wants you to be comfortable and relaxed and practice. Okay? But he has one thing to add to that. Don't stop practicing. Don't stop. So he's explaining to you the difference between concentration practice and insight practice so that you recognize for yourself what kind of practice your mind is doing right then for yourself. You can see yourself where the mind is going. And then he's going to talk to you about what we call the five faculties or the five spiritual faculties. If you don't know, there are five qualities of mind that are actually working together when you are meditating. And meditation is the work of cultivating or growing these five qualities. Very generally, they are awareness, concentration, effort, faith, and wisdom. But he's going to redefine these five words for you because we usually misinterpret these five words. Many times when we hear the word mindfulness or awareness, many people think that is focusing, to pay attention. They think that's what awareness or mindfulness is. But awareness or mindfulness is a translated word. The word in the original Pali is sati. And the actual meaning of the word, definition of the word sati is to not forget, to remember. That's the meaning of the word sati.
Right object, mamira, bao mamira, ayo amang mamira.
And what do you not forget? What do you remember is the right object.
Right object,
and the right object that really exists for you is your experience of this body and mind. So a very simple way to remember the word sati is don't forget to be aware of yourself, to watch yourself. Don't forget to watch yourself.
Don't forget to watch yourself. No forgetting.
So if it's just not forgetting, just to not forget, how much energy does that take? Does it need a lot of energy to not forget? To just remember, only remember. When you are thinking of yourself, what am I doing now?
That,
if you're just thinking, what's happening in my mind now? What am I feeling in the body now? At that time, this quality of awareness is present already.
I focus on
the jam. You don't need to focus at all.
Kind of.
Is that difficult? He says, just most of the time we don't really think about ourselves, that's all. So he wants to again emphasize that awareness is not about using energy or putting in effort, a lot of effort. The next quality of mind, which is usually translated as concentration, is samadhi in Pali.
Samadhi ko dilo deibai phun le so ti chi da stable phit da relax phit da easy phit da stable ne aya pyo.
But samadhi is the quality of stability in the mind, steadiness in the mind, or relaxed or easeful. These are the qualities of samadhi. If you're feeling this way, there is samadhi in the mind. He says, when we use the word concentration, we get a different idea. But he asks you to think of it this way. When you try to concentrate, do you always become concentrated? No. He knows many people just get headaches. So trying to concentrate, he says, doesn't necessarily make the mind concentrated. Yeah? He says, how do we develop samadhi? We're not talking about the word concentrate. How do we develop samadhi? And he says, when you have the right attitude, the mind has samadhi. It's steady. When there is continuity of awareness, the mind has samadhi. Okay. And there is two ways in which you can develop samadhi. One is the concentration way, like the concentration practice. Another is the insight meditation practice. The concentration way is to focus on one object. You just focus on one object and pay attention to it continuously and you gain samadhi. That's one way. But even for a concentration practice, he says, if you have the wrong attitude, you have a lot of greed, you want very much to stay concentrated, or you have aversion or delusion, when you're trying to practice concentration meditation, you won't get concentration either.
Vipassana